Hello.
Hi, my name is Pam. Returning your call from customer service. How can I help you?
Hi, this is with who?
We're a third-party call center that services several products. Can I have your first and last name to see why we charged you?
Marcia Vogel.
Okay, Ms. Marcia, I did find an account. Can you verify your address for me?
1024 Specklewood Manor Court.
Okay, one second, ma'am. Let me see what's going on. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. My system is being a little slow. I do see, let's see, what is this? You remember ordering a pulsometer back on the 3rd of May for a survey for $5.74?
For $5, yes.
Yes, ma'am. And it did tell you that if you didn't cancel the membership to the online gadget store within 48 hours, that you'd be enrolled in the membership, and that membership cost is $67.32 a month, and it does get you a discount on other gadgets in the store and a $125 gift card to use towards in-store purchases.
So where was that? I did not read that anywhere when I ordered
it.
It
was right underneath
your
credit card.
I would like that canceled and may credit it back $67.32.
Okay, I can get you a refund of 35% because that is a valid charge.
It's not a valid charge. I did not authorize that.
Yes, ma'am. By ordering the free gift, you authorized it.
Well, I will file a fraud claim.
Okay, one second. Let me see if there's something else I can do for you, ma'am. Bear with me.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, as a courtesy, we're going to go ahead and get you fully refunded today.
Okay, so...
It should fall right back in your account. Sometimes it can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so the $67.32 will be put back onto my account.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and again, what
you're
was
completely
your name?
Canceled, and you'll get an email confirmation of the refund. My name is
okay.
Pam.
Pam.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Pam, thank you for that courtesy, and I'll be checking my account to make sure that it comes off.
All right. We thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.